we move on to our tafsir segment. So this year in the tafsir segment, we'll just take a look at a verse or two from the preceding night's Taraweeh Salah. Last year we did Surah Luqman, just the one ruku, the advices of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam to his son. And prior to that, we had done Surah Rahman, we had done Surah Fatiha, Surah Mulk, Ayatul Kursi, concluding verses of Suratul Baqarah, amongst other verses. I think we did the four quls as well during the month of Ramadan. So this year, we just take a look at verses from the preceding night's Taraweeh Salam. Yesterday in Suratul Baqarah, the first surah, just towards the end of the first quarter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَىٰ, that seek assistance through patience and through salah. The scholars say that a human faces two major obstacles in life. And these obstacles, these two major obstacles, they make spiritual progress difficult and they compromise your material progress as well. What are the two obstacles? Love for fame and love for wealth. Love for fame and love for wealth. So in this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving us a cure for both. In terms of love for wealth, Allah talks about sabr. Sabr meaning to persevere in the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As-sabru ala ta'ah. Then to persevere in abstaining from those things which Allah wants us to abstain. So as-sabru anil ma'siyah. And then the third thing is, if you go through difficulty, if you go through hardship, then as-sabru ala al-bala, to be patient upon that difficulty and that hardship. So those three categories of patience, as we commonly know them, that assists you in curbing your love for wealth. You realize that life is a test and that you've got to persevere irrespective of the circumstances. A natural inclination towards health, that is, towards wealth rather, that's as I said, natural. Allah says in verses which will be recited in tonight's Taraweeh Salah, that زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ etc. That in order for the system of the world to function, man has been created with an inclination towards wealth. But it's about managing that inclination, managing that that love. Otherwise, it will take control of you and your whole life will be about material progress and securing of wealth, and you'll never be content. So that's the first part. The second part is as-salah. Allah says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, that seek the assistance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through patience and salah. Now, salah creates humility. Salah creates submission before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that helps you in terms of controlling love for fame. So these two things, love for fame, love for wealth, two major obstacles in life which can compromise you materially and spiritually. And Allah says, by holding steadfast unto sabr and salah. Salah is specifically mentioned, although it is part of sabr, because sabr encompasses remaining steadfast on the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and salah is one of the commands. Then towards the end of what was recited last night, just in the beginning portion of the second juz, the famous verses of the Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, that everyone will be tested in some way or the other. We will either test you with hunger or with fear, or in loss in wealth, loss in life. You lose someone close to you, someone dear to you, loss in your business. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, but give glad tidings to those who persevere. The thing is that everyone gets tested. There's no doubt about that. Rich or poor, young or white, young or old rather, black or white, Muslim or non-Muslim, everyone gets tested. The difference is how you react to being tested. The reaction of a Muslim ought to be very different to the reaction of a non-Muslim. The reaction of a pious, educated servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ought to be very different to a person who's impious, who's ignorant. So whether that becomes a test for you and ultimately a mercy, or whether it becomes a test for you and ultimately a punishment, that depends on how you react to it. If you react to it positively, you know, it brings you closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you bear it patiently, you turn more to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it becomes a mercy. Your sins are forgiven, your status is increased in the hereafter, and you get great deeds. One thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that when you are struck by a calamity, sometimes you know, it's not only at that moment that you have to have patience. For long thereafter, it continues to trouble you. It continues to bother you. So let's say you lost a loved one. The pain will be the most intense in the initial parts. But after that, for a long time, every now and again, you'll find that you think of that person, you become emotional. Now, in these verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That those who, when they are afflicted with calamity, difficulty or hardship, they say, we belong to Allah, and everything is from Allah and belongs to Allah, and to Allah is our return. We normally think you should only recite إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ when you hear the news of someone passing on. Yes, that's the time to recite it also. But whatever other difficulty or hardship, you know, you slipped and you hurt your knee, you read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. You got cut on your finger, paper cut, you read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. You forgot something. It's a difficulty, right? You were supposed to take something with you when you left the house, you forgot it. Now on the road you realize, you say Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And another thing is that long after the calamity had struck. So let's say 5 years after someone close to you has passed on, maybe on the day of Eid or on a special occasion, you think you have this person and you're tearing, you read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant you the same reward that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala granted you at that moment when you just heard the bad news, and the sabr that you made then, when the pain was the most intense, you will continue to get the same reward even years later, as long as you read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. So, in short, calamities, difficulties, hardships are there to strengthen us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, to energize us, to bring us closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we should remember that everyone gets tested, and those whom Allah loves the most, Allah tests them even more than others. So you should never say, why me? Or why so much for me? Because Allah loves you.